Welcome to Soul Chat, a platform created by queens, recognized queens, to help bring out the queen in you and helping you master yourself holistically. We aim to be the light at the end of the tunnel with topics and guests that speak to your soul. So join us as we take you on an epic journey with powerful people sharing powerful stories and tools to bring out the best in you. Welcome to another amazing episode of Soul Chat. I am your host, Ebony Totora, and I am just so honored to have this guest here with me today. The one and the only Carla Love. And I have to introduce her like that because this is how she's going to be coming out to the people. Okay. Or it's not even coming out. It's like a re-coming out. Okay. Rebirth. So what I'm going to do is what I always do is, which is read my fabulous guest bio and then ask them the question of who are you? And you are going to definitely want to know this queen. Okay. Let me tell you. So Carla Love, who is she? Her purpose is to be her best self, and her passion is to connect with others with their best self. She is a mindset mechanic, thought trainer, systems creator, organizational freak, and life hacker. She's a healer at heart and believes that the only way to do better is to be better. She says one of the things we all have in common is that we want to do our best and be our best. There's nothing that brings her more joy than being a part of one's journey and being their best self. Other stuff this amazing queen has accomplished: she has a master's in business and public administration, a bachelor's in psychology, neuro-linguistic programming, and life coaching certifications, strong analytical, data-driven mindset, and translates into higher effective operational and leadership skills, which you definitely exemplify. She has leadership positions at Amazon, Target, Starbucks, and Old Navy. She was a judge's assistant at the Superior Court of California, a paralegal for the U.S. Army, a director of events at Motivating the Masses with Lisa Nichols, a holistic life coach consultant for we're gonna say big businesses because we no longer believe in small business, okay? She also enjoys volunteering with organizations that support development of the human spirit. Her desire is to support the healing progress of others through her continuous healing and progress of self, which is like exactly where you and I connect and intercede into each other's lives. So welcome. Welcome. Thank I feel like I should you. Have my arms out like, woo, welcome.
No, I definitely feel it. And thank you so much for that reminder. It's, you know, very rare that, you know, we remind ourselves about who we truly are again, which is kind of what aligned our paths definitely in this moment. And it really aligns with, you know, our topic for today as well. Because as you were reminding me of all of the things that I've accomplished and will continue to accomplish, it just came back to just my authentic self. Let me back that up. It comes back to my authentic self. Absolutely. So yes, yeah. So thank you for the reminder.
Amen and ashe. And in your own words, this is a question I've been asking from the very beginning. Who are you? Because I believe we are always changing. And my bio from last year is not my bio this year.
Yes. Well, I am love. That's who I am. That's who I am. What I do is all of the things that you mentioned. How I did that is being authentically love. So that is who I am.
And boom, y'all see this already. And that was my first question is, tell us about the beginning of this journey for you. Because if it's okay with the people, can we share with them that you did change your last name to Love?
Yes.
I know that there's a story behind this amazing force, and I'm not going to hold you like you, the essence of Carla to me is just that. And maybe it's a reflection of me. It has to be because That's how I feel when I see you. I just get warm. I feel like you just gave me a big hug when you walk in, like you don't even got to be here, but you're here.
Yes.
Where did this journey begin for you? Feelings
definitely mutual. I would say I'll start with, you know, me changing my name. So in 2017, I was sitting in my room at my computer, looking out the window and asking myself the very question you just asked me, so that when you asked it, I was like, oh, that's easy. I can answer this. That's the question that I asked myself in that moment. And the reason why I was asking myself that in that moment was because I was in a point in my life where I was really misaligned with what I was, you know, spending the majority of my time doing. I was really stressed out and had chosen to take a leave of absence and just unapologetically was like, I'm going to press pause in what I'm doing. And I need to think about me. So what I thought was going to be a couple of weeks off turned into 8 months. And around month 4 is that point where I was kind of looking out the window and was like, you know, who am I? Like, what is it? What is my purpose? What am I doing? And that it just popped in my head. Like, it was like a download, love. And I was like, oh, cool. Change your name to love, because that is who I stand for and stand in on this planet. So why not be called that? So I was like, hey, I, you know, spent some time, as you had mentioned, you know, inside of the superior courts, and I helped a whole lot of people change their names. I knew exactly what to do, where to go, how to do it, and just sat there and did it in that moment. Filed all my paperwork, and a couple of weeks later decided that, hey, just going to go ahead and just figure out how to, not even figure out, let me shift that. I am going to see my identification, my driver's license, you know, things that are coming in the mail with the word love on it all day, every day. And it really just embodies who I am. So that's kind of where that piece of that shifted for me. And, you know, inside of that, like, it wasn't the first time that I had taken a leave of absence from a job. So it was like, it was a cycle. It was a pattern. I was like, hey, what's the common denominator in this thing? Me. It ain't them. It's me. So, you know, what can I do different? You know, as I fought with myself to not go back, because that was the third time I had honestly had taken a leave of absence from, you know, a major corporation, and I didn't want to go back. But something kept telling me, just go forward, because you're not going back anywhere. So right. If you shift how you're approaching, you know, how you're going to re-enter what it is that, you know, I don't know what I'm still figuring out what I'm called to do in that place and space. But, you know, I know that now, you know, I am 98% closer to it because of that authenticity of who I am, even in that role, in that position that I choose to be in that corporation, and just realizing that my authentic self works. It's all I got. And if it's authentic love, then boom, that's it.
You've just said so much. And I want to tell people it's really a thing. Like, I'm not going to hold you. When Carla enters the room, it says love has entered the room, you know, and it's like, it shifts even your thought process and seeing that, you know, when you show up. So I think that is just so amazing. And you kind of led right into the next question, which is being our authentic self through love. Mm-hmm. How do we do that? Because I know that obviously in our stories, we have a concept of love. We have what we look out in the world and we think of as love. And part of our journey is like really discovering like that is the core and the essence of like which we get to move. Mm. So how do we, or have you, you kind of started talking about it, like being your authentic self through love, and knowing like that's a big statement to say, like, yeah, I get to be my authentic self, because we know people wear masks, right? And it's taking off
now, literally.
Right, there you go, now you can't deny it. But there is something to your authentic self and speaking your truth. So can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yes, so for me, what comes to mind when I think of my authentic self is really what has been, you know, conceptualized as like self-love. You know, I kind of started there. And what I realized in that moment when I was looking out the window and, you know, decided to call myself love was that I had shifted from what I kind of call regular self-love, which was my jump off point, to radical self-love. And what that shift was for me was, you know, that really initially the regular self-love, just being very diligent about, you know, just taking care of myself, you know what I mean? Going to get my nails done, if that's what feels good, you know, eating healthier, like those things that I kind of, that we just know that our bodies need in order to, you know, function at its, you know, maximum capacity. What I realized for me when I shifted into what I kind of call radical self-love is when I kind of tapped into that aspect of, oh, this is me, like that is the core of who I am. And what I mean by a radical self-love is once I realize, okay, my body feels better, you know what I mean? I'm eating healthier, you know, I'm able to have a more clear mind because I'm loving on me a lot more. That helped me to kind of see, okay, well, now that I see what that feels like, now some of those disruptive thoughts, I'm starting to see the patterns in, you know, my disruptive thoughts and disruptive habits, things that didn't serve me. And, you know, it could have started with, you know, shifting from, you know, a meat plate-based diet to a plant-based diet. Like that physically helped me, but I also realized that I was in a habit of eating meat and I really didn't even like it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, right. So that radical, you know, step is kind of, you know, I see something as simple as that is more radical self-love because now my body is operating at a, you know, more premium level. You know, doing some of that shadow work, sitting with myself and being okay with the discomfort. Like those are things that I think people that are willing, well, that I was willing to do that felt radical to me, that kind of helped me tap into that authentic core of who I am. And seeing the pattern in that, like you said, love has entered the room. Like everywhere I go, I take me with me. You know right. what I mean? When I started staying more focused on, you know, seeing the pattern in, and I'll use, you know, some of the investors I've worked with, you know, like, oh, I've seen that show up. And then that showed up for me there. And like, and it was really like the connections I had with people in those places and spaces that I took with me that were the rewarding aspects of, you know, them seeing themselves because I may have saw something in them because someone saw something in me, you know what I mean? And I'm looking at people different. And it just was a kind of pay it forward awareness that I realized that I was kind of taking everywhere with me. So when I had a recent opportunity to shift positions with my current investor, I just flat out was like, shoot, these people don't know me. I'm going to be me and that's it. And I'm like, hey, that works. You know, making moves and making radical moves. But it really was that, it really is. I'm not even saying was because it's a constant evolution. It really is for me that commitment to regular self-love consistently, but also being willing to shift into the radical self-love that allows me to tap into my authentic self more often.
I love that so much. And mm-hmm. I used to say radical accountability, right? Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing, you know, because it's being aware and accountable that like there's some other things happening over here that mm-hmm. are just mirror images. And like you said, being able to become that person where you are passing along like, okay, I learned a thing or two, you know, and then really stepping back. I think one of the things you talked about in the beginning was like doing those simple things for yourself, even if it's getting your nails done, even if it's the external things, it's like sometimes we actually put those things last. You know, the other day I was kind of saying like, it's crazy that we'll be like, I just, you know, we look at a nap with like wishful thinking, like, that's so nice. I would love to do that. You know what I mean? Or you see somebody vacationing somewhere you want to go. You're like, that's so nice. I'd love to do that. And it's like getting the hell out of that mentality and knowing that mm-hmm. we're creators and we are always creating. And at the foundation of why we don't move forward or don't live our dreams, a lot of times, I guess it's just like, we don't feel worthy, right? Mm-hmm. We don't feel yes. worthy of that. Yeah. So in love, that is that feeling of like, I am so worthy. I am so deserving of this time, this moment, this pedicure, this manicure, even meditation. We're like, people, anytime we say we don't have time for something, it just makes me chuckle because mm-hmm. it's like the worst lie you could say out of your mouth that is so not accountable for the Ooh. Truth. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know, we get into words, we were like, wait, we feel yeah. everything. So we're like, that word didn't feel good. Let me switch it up. So they can maximize my potential,
yes.
you know, yes. so yes. it's like when people say that, it just sounds funny. I just don't have time for meditation. Like, I just got to get up and get ready for work. Like, are you serious?
Who is controlling your 24 hours?
Right.
Is that somebody else? You're choosing to go to work. You're choosing to do these other things. Right. You can choose 5 minutes. You know, you're right. Yes. You're right.
But that's
right.
why I love using that word radical, because it mm-hmm. is that ability to be like, no matter what, I come first, which is a yeah. concept that it does shift the mind. Even if you have children, where you have to learn, like, listen, little honey, mm-hmm. like, yep. you know, this is what mommy needs right now. And those boundaries that kind of get set. And I believe you said it one day, but it's like, it gets set with yourself. You said this, you said, when you decide, you cut off a part of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a decision. It's a cut. Root word is scission, which is cut. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of times what I have learned, especially with teaching 7 days of clarity, is that people do not decide and they waver yeah. in life and mm-hmm. they have that wishful thinking mm-hmm. and they have that level of, you know, maybe mm-hmm. one day. And this is where healing gets really powerful, because when you decide, I get to heal from that broken heart today. Right. Ooh. You say today, because they say with everything else, when you're like, manifest the car, manifest the house, imagine you're there already. You want to be healed. Imagine you are there already.
Now. Yes.
Right
now.
So yes. that healing is not this long, drawn out, strenuous process of years and time of just like not being accountable for the thoughts, the actions or the words that are placing us there. Right. So it's just so amazing when we take yes. radical accountability for ourselves, because it's kind of like that saying where they're like, ain't nobody coming to save you.
Nope.
And that is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Because you get to decide. And I can't even think of what it's called right now, but there's something in science where they were watching like atoms, and it basically had proved that when you look at it,
yes.
it changes what you're looking at. Like, they basically yes. conform to the fact that you're looking at it. It's like,
yes.
it's the proof that you are creating your life. And that is the radical accountability that we have to take back, because we all step into this world or have stepped into the world feeling overtaken by a job or how they want us to show up and what they need and that they don't pay us. And it's like, if you are complaining about anything, it means that you haven't taken radical accountability to change that thing, because we get to decide, like, legit. Yes. All the greats talk about that. We get to decide what we want. And once you make that decision, we've all done it where you're just like, yep, I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nothing's gonna change my mind. That's
right.
it. And you just move forward and it works out, right? So it's that same energy and that same concept. But I love this discussion so much.
Yes. And that aspect of being radical is like authenticity is required to be radical. And in order for us to be willing to be authentic, we have to continue to be in alignment with what I call love, but it really is that gut feeling. You know what I mean? Like, whenever, like you said, whenever we've decided anything, it's always been to our benefit. You know what I mean? Whether it was rough in the beginning, because at the end of the day, it all belongs and it's all in our, you know, greater good. So right. that authentic love that you know, we deserve, but talk ourselves out of consistently, you know, like you said, mm-hmm. you can choose to, you know, meditate. Like we all know it's beneficial, right. Whether that's sitting and meditating, whether that's, you know what I mean? Like anything can be meditative, but it's just that a willingness to be aware of yourself and being able to identify those aspects that work for you and the aspects that don't, which is the radical part.
It is. It absolutely yeah. is. And equally, I'll reframe it in a word that has been popular in this generation, which is unapologetic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unapologetic. Yeah. And yeah. you said something. So when you said it's the gut feeling, it's literally, I don't know if you remember. So in the documentary, The Power of the Heart, the heart is spiritual messages and directives. And then it goes to, so the way that they talk about it in that documentary is that it really is supposed to be the heart. The messages go right to the heart and the heart knows, and then it goes to the mind and then it goes through the body. But we reverse the process where it's in the body first because we're in fear. Then it goes to the mind. By the time it gets to the heart, you're like, hell no, honey. I don't know what you talk about. People be like, love what?
Right.
You know, love who? And then we wonder
why. Oh, it's Valentine's Day?
Right. We wonder why. We are not being authentic people because mm-hmm. we are not embracing this level of love. And it almost, I think in the beginning when you don't know it yet and that I've felt before is like a sacrifice. Like, yeah. why do I feel bad for going mm-hmm. to a business conference? Why am I feeling bad for leaving my children mm-hmm. and doing something for my business? And I remember those feelings of driving mm-hmm. away, feeling this guilt, but really saying, you know what? I'm going to push myself through these emotions because guess what? When Ebony is drowning, I guarantee you nobody else yes. is winning. Because when we win, mm-hmm. everyone around us benefits. And this yeah. is why people want to be around the light, right? Because mm-hmm. it benefits everybody. But if I'm not being my best self, if I'm not saying I matter enough to meditate in the morning, I matter enough with kids, right? And I'm not even going to create something in my mind that says I can't, right? I'm going to train them that mm-hmm. this is what mommy does. And you can go over there and do that. It's not going to be a long time, you know, and it's okay. And this is, again, love. And when they say teaching people how to love you is always going to be that first step of saying, I matter. And what's on my mind? What's happening with my body? What's happening with my soul that is deterring me? So this is why I love your brand name. Yes. This is why I love what you do. And when we talk about love, it's love sold.
Yes, sold. Yes.
But it looks like love soul led.
Yes. Yes. I can't so not basically does that now. And I go with it. I'm like, yep.
Yep.
I love
because
it.
Because it's just that is that, you know, and I think it's perfect to use the word radical, that calling within us that never stops talking, no matter how old we get.
Nope.
Is nope. never going to stop pinging you like, hey, and that's actually in the book. It says that's what the heart message is. The heart is always asking you, what about me? What about me? What about me? Because guess what? The other thing we were talking about was, you know, we get to thrive because of our stories. And sometimes our stories are selling us into this pattern. You talk about pattern, this habit of being unseen, this pattern, this habit of it, accepting people, treating us any kind of way, paying us any kind of way. So I really want to talk about that, our stories. I don't know if something just popped in your mind, if you want to get into
it did.
That. So let's go there first. But then I want to dive into our stories and how we get to thrive because of them. So
yes, yes. Don't act like you know my habits.
Like, wait, I heard it. Okay, wait, pause.
So what you were talking about with regard to the heart and the connection and sometimes disconnection that we choose to have with that, like you said, that ping. What came to mind was a lot of times, you know, our heart is dropping a pin. You know what I mean? And trying to drop their location and we just deny.
Drop the location.
I'm give you my GPS.
That's perfect. Love it.
You don't see my pen drop, like, and it's red too, usually, but
yes.
No, so like, yeah, that kind of showed up for me. in that moment. But, you know, leaning back into, you know, that aspect of your story, and, you know, it relating to being your authentic self. This is probably TMI, but I had the best moments in the shower. I went and I grabbed the topic and I was like, you know I had my best moments in the shower. I was like, I'm just going to just think about the topic in the shower. So what came up for me in the aspect of the story is, for me, I didn't realize how my life is a story. And that's what immediately came up for me when I started thinking about, you know, us conversing about this today. And in that moment, ooh, it's making my heart race right now because it's the first time it's come out of my mouth. But in that moment, the title of my next book showed up, and it's called My Life is a Love Story. And being able to even shift into understanding that my life is a story took me being radically authentic to understand that when I do even share how my day is going, or, you know what I mean, a story about my life with someone else, like we had talked about earlier, is paying it forward. And, you know, a lot of times I'm just sharing, you know, what happened to me, but the receiver may be receiving a lesson that may, you know what I mean, be beneficial for them and how they may choose to move in their life, you know, for whatever reason. And also what came up for me in that moment was really just the aspect of, like, something I learned from Lisa Nichols was, are you living in your story or are you living on your story? And I was like, that's radical authenticity in its, you know, in its finest, you know, radical accountability at its finest, because then you have to be at a point where you have to acknowledge yourself in the story to be able to understand that it's a story, and then to be willing to share the story for whatever reason. So yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the craziest thing is, while you were talking about that, I was literally thinking about Will and Jada, because I was thinking that, like, no matter what you have or how far you've come in life, I believe, this is my own personal opinion, that if you have not reckoned with your story, I mean, they've done it in front of millions of people, reckoning with their story. And this is kind of what we're talking about, because when you are radically searching for love and you realize, like, well, the accountability is, like, I am my greatest love. I am love that I get to embody. Like, there's something so loving about being authentic to yourself by being in spaces that only lift you up. And if you're not really happy, you don't stay there. And if you're not thriving, you don't stay there. And when we say thriving, we're not talking about the external world's claps and appreciation and applaud for big houses and big things and big cars, because that can be confused as fulfillment. What fulfillment is even if I have nothing, I love myself so much and I am so whole. There's a quote that Real Talk Kim said, and it says something like, you know, even when I was down, I smiled because I knew I would get back up again. And to me, that is self-love, is that you know that part of our story and our journey is the levels in which we get to remember the power. And the power is in that love of, like, wow, life is exciting, and my story has built all these little tools. If I'm paying attention to those heart pings, like you said, it's telling me what to do with the tools that I've been given. It's telling me what that next step is to heal and elevate. And even just bringing them up is just kind of like, sometimes we wear masks that we even develop a life around us that is not authentically us. And when I was a teen, I remember, this is why I did not go to a big college and spend $340,000 on my education, because I saw in the future in that moment, and I said, this is why people have a midlife crisis, because you go through life checking off all the boxes, thinking that this is what you want to do. When it's like at 18 or 19, who the hell knows what they want to be? We don't even know what we want to be now, because we know it's always evolving and always changing. So why would I do that? But it's like, that's what makes us step into spaces that we are not really happy. We are not really authentic. And I think that's the beauty of COVID, is like COVID has really showed people like, I'm not happy.
Yes.
In my marriage, my job, or like how this is working out. But I think equally it's giving people back their power, was what I've seen, is their power of like, I must create in these moments and I get to create. And that's actually the blessing of, you know, create. This story. Yes. That's the blessing
of this story. What do I get to do today? Not what do I have to do today or need to do today?
Mm-hmm.
What do I get to do today?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause there is no box. Like you said, there is nobody coming to say, hey, here's your next 24. Mm-hmm. This is what you need to be doing with it. You know, I was having a conversation with my brother just last night, and he was sharing with me how his daughter is struggling a little bit in school, but you know, he understands that she's very right brain. So she's very creative and she loves to draw, and she's like just this brilliant mind, but there's this box called school that, you know what I mean? She's trying to figure out how to, you know, trying to nurture her through, you know, how to tap into some of that authentic who she is to be able to, you know, check some of these boxes that are required right now in order for her to, you know, be able to continue to live. I said, but continue to nurture her authentic self, you know, so that the stories, and we were joking about it. I said, please, will you please do that for me, brother? I said, because we don't want her to, you know what I mean? I love therapy, but let's make sure she don't get there. You know what I mean? Like, let's do what we can do while she's able to nurture her authentic self, so that the stories that she does tell herself and shares with others later on are reflective of her truest nature.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Out there. There just is.
Mm-hmm.
There just is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when did you begin, would you say, to honor your story and the ability that it gave you? Because I feel like even this whole conversation feels like it's just like a moment in time of a great shift within yourself. I guess what we call like the awakening, where you're like, there's like, you take off the glasses and you're like, there's something else happening over there, you know?
yes. I appreciate that question. The moment was I had just come out, quote unquote. I don't think there's ever really a coming out, but for, you know, lack of better words to use. when I made my family aware of who I really am, how's that? Some people didn't take it as well. Well, most people didn't. And there was a moment, and we were all at my one of my aunt's houses, and it was a holiday because we were all there. And it wasn't received very well. And I remember somebody said something to the effect of, essentially, you know, the Bible says, and I was just like, oh, okay. So I went on this spiritual journey of, what does the Bible really say? What else is out there? Like you just said, what else is out there?
Yeah.
And I came upon Buddhism. And what I realized around Buddhism was that, you know, there was no, you know, you shouldn't be doing anything, you know what I mean? It just was really in alignment with how I felt in the world. And I was like, there it is. Hmm. So like that literally shifted the trajectory of really my overall existence, and really tapping into the fact that, you know, my dual spiritness isn't anything that's not normal, you know what I mean? And the reaction to it, you know, had allowed me to lean into my authentic being. So yeah, that was the moment, you know. It was kind of during that, when most people will call that coming out time. And, you know, I was a mom, you know what I mean? Coming out to my family, like, hey, at 25 years old, you know, like, y'all really gonna like say that? Mm-hmm. But doesn't change my existence. So, you know, much more well received, you know, after some time. Because again, like you said, that word unapologetic, I was unapologetic about it. It was like, hey, like, this is just, I'm going to live my life and I'm not going to live it because in a way that you would want me to live it because it's comfortable for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is so bogus. It's just insane. It just makes me laugh at just like, you know, a reaction that people take about you being yourself. Like, they take it too hard, too personal. Like, they're taking it personal in their whatever belief that they have in their mind. It's interfering with their ability to love and be accepting in that moment.
Yes.
Insane. Yes. But one of the other things that I heard was really how the many moments or a moment of experiencing, like, if it feels like an experiencing of a lack of love that then sends oneself into, okay.
Yes.
Like, I have to love me. And I love that you brought up that you were a mom. Cause I think there's many people who are listening who, it doesn't matter where you're at, you know, if you're not doing what you love,
yes,
or with someone you love,
yes,
like, that pretending stuff takes so much energy from us. If we were playing a game and we could see the amount of energy we had in our battery, people would realize you've been running on E for a long time, and it's possible.
It's
so possible. I know I've experienced that just in my self-love journey, even like last year, just learning, like, me and you've talked about this, I don't have to work hard. I don't have to burn myself out to be successful. That's not success. No. I get to do less and I get to get paid more. And I get to decide that that is the life I will live. Period. You know what I mean?
I do.
And
I
allowing do. That manifestation to equally giving ourselves space and time to become the vibrational match and allow that thing to come into our atmosphere. But I love that you mentioned just that moment, because I know so many people can relate or still are strugging with trying to get familial approval, which is very root chakra. Like, it's like the base level of us wants to be loved and accepted. And a lot of times we're seeking it from people who are not on the vibration that we are on. Yes. And can't understand, you know, and the right people, you know, they'll love you no matter what, like,
right,
you know,
right. Yeah. No matter what. Yeah. And it really started with that, you know, like you said, that familial approval. But what it also did, but it helped me see that that showed up in all aspects of my life, because right. I chose to be, or I continue to choose to live, you know, authentically, and, you know, approval at work, you know, and it's like, oh, what do I wear? And it's like, really?
Right.
Having this conversation at 7:30 in the morning because I'm, you know, thinking about, you know, how I can be inauthentic for the majority of my waking hours versus just putting what feels good on my body, like, no matter what that feels like, you know, for you. But yeah, like that was that moment. And again, you mentioned, you know, how important it was for me to mention being a mom, like, somebody's looking at me. You know what I mean? Like, be inauthentic.
Yeah, that's big.
She was the one that, you know what I mean, gave me the courage to stand up that day and be like, nah, I can't be.
Oh.
Exhausting. You know what I mean? It was exhausting. You know what I mean? And she was 5 at the time, 4. Mm-hmm. She was under 5 at the time. And it's like, whoa, you know what I mean? But to hear her as an adult now, you know, like, thank you, mom. Because now she can live her life being, you know, her truest and authentic self unapologetically.
Absolutely.
I don't know what I was doing, but I knew in my soul that it wasn't aligned. It wasn't aligned with my greatest good. So
yeah,
I stepped into that.
And we all know, and that's the power of authenticity, is that we all know, and we sometimes need those moments of recognizing, oh my goodness, I am absolutely around the wrong tribe, you know?
Yes.
And there's a part of me that needs to align with itself so that, you know, even in the midst of, I'm sure of myself and I know that I'm exactly who I need to be, and I'm always going to be who I need to be, because wearing a mask is so exhausting. I literally have a podcast called The Masks We Wear, because it is just freaking exhausting. I've been there. I remember the first time.
You got to remember when to take it off. You know what I mean? Like, I literally, when I put my mask on, when I go out in the world right now, that's exactly what I think of. That analogy, you know, so what I mean? True. Like, do you have it with you? Mm-hmm. Are you mm-hmm. in the right space? Are they going to make you wear it? Like, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Like,
there's yes. going to be, listen, there's going to be some psychological stuff behind this in coming years. And it is a psychological type of thing that we do have to be able to see the symbolic meaning behind everything that's happening these days, because that is the power of spirit. That is the power of God, is that God is the omnipresent, whatever the omnis they say, omnipotent, you know them. But it's like, we have to realize that that is the essence. So in honoring that, and really just get to that core of love, and that when we learning to love ourselves and accept ourselves and be bold about what we decide on every fiber of a level of choice, life just becomes super miraculous. And I believe both of us have been able to witness that power of radical yes, like radical yes to myself, radical, I don't care what's happening in the world. This is what I'm going to do.
I wouldn't be talking in this moment if that were not true. I'm right. just saying.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. And I want to say, we've talked about this as well. We're going to get ready to close out, but I think it is a blessing to be in this time, in this space, and to be able to contribute and to be able to be bold in stepping into your purpose, because authenticity is really, to me, that glue that, or really that ammunition that allows us to be purposeful, to be intentional, to be like, well, what do I really want? Who am I really? And what am I believing that's, you know, blocking me from receiving all that I want, knowing that the limit is my mind. So it's just been a blessing to connect with you and to know you, and for God to bring you into my path as a divine reflection of who I am, of who I get to be. Because when I tell you about Carla to me is like, just like a bomb ready to go, because everything that she offers, her programs, her meditation, just everything that's happening with her behind the scenes stuff is just so amazing, down to your t-shirt line, just the concepts and the intention and the just like the essence behind it, to me, is just so divine and perfect for this time, and the message that people need. Like, we need to feel love on the level that you bring it to us, because for the way that I watch you is that it's this effortless knowing of, yeah, that's just what I'm going to do. And that's kind of like typically how you say it sometimes, like, yeah, that's just what I'm going to do. And letting us see that it's not this perfect packaged, well put together thing, but it's a progressing thing, and in the progress of it, that is authenticity. So I love to see it. It's been an honor of all the conversations and interactions, and just even this conversation. I truly honor your presence and what you bring to the world, and just want to even congratulate you, because I know the moment I really sat with myself, and it was this year, I said it to my coach. I said, if I died, I know that I've figured out my purpose.
Yes. Yes.
And whatever evolves from this, me and you both know there's so many great unfoldings and have been. And we get to choose that. And it's just a beautiful thing. It's just a beautiful thing to watch. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your presence. And thank you for everything you've taught me along the way. And I promise you, y'all, okay, only because of you, I give it out to you. Keep seeing, love has entered the waiting room. Love has, and it just every time just tickled my spirit. Like, I just love this. Like, This up levels your mood, you know. And I'm like, this is what brought divine love into my life is Carla Love, okay? So if you don't know the queen, okay, this is what she brings. If you need more love in your life, do you have any last remarks? And then definitely tell the people where they could find you.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, these are tears of joy. Thank you again for the reminder of who I am. And also, I want to thank your coach for aligning you with your passion so that you can be, as my coach, the one that confirms and continues to confirm me with mine. So thank you. Thank you. Aww. From the depths of my soul, and from a love-souled perspective. So people can find me at LoveSouled, LoveSouled.com. You can also find that on Instagram and Facebook. I do have a personal page. It is I.am.carla.love. So I am Carla Love on Instagram. So yeah, that is where you can find me. Again, this I am an honor. I am in honor of this space and the continued journey that we will continue to take individually and collectively. Not only us, you and I, Ebony, but us collectively as a human species, damn it. We got things to do. We got things to do.
Hey, I didn't mean to make you cry.
Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. What do you tell me about tears? Go ahead and tell me again. Remind me, please.
They are cleansing. Okay. I have a new one now. I have a new one. Tears are the lies leaving the body and the truth entering the mind. Okay. Tell somebody about me. Okay.
So those tears were in divine alignment for this moment. So thank you for the tears. I welcome every one of them.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for this. And this has been an amazing conversation. I know that you all loved it. And as always, make sure you show up to these episodes with your notebooks and your pens, because you're going to leave with such a soul message, because this is Soul Chat. You can also pay it forward by sharing it with your friends, sharing it online. Don't keep good things to yourself, because it is not a sign of abundance or love. Okay. So if you love us, definitely share. And thank you, Carla, for your divine presence. I pray that you all have an amazing and wonderful day or night, wherever you are in the world. Ciao. Thank you for tuning into Soul Chat with your host, Ebony Tatora. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and if you love it, share it with your friends. And make sure you join us next week for another conversation with your soul, bringing you thought-provoking conversations that require you to look a little bit deeper than the surface.